Utah releases its final plan for protecting sage-grouse. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says the budget can't be tightened anymore. And Provo finalizes the deal to sell its fiber optic network to Google. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, April 25th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
The state of Utah has released the final version of its plan for protecting the greater sage-grouse. The plan designates 11 sage-grouse management areas stretching from Rich County to Kane County and outlines goals for improving existing habitat and protecting the birds from threats such as energy development, predators, and wildfire. The main goal of the plan has been to avoid having the grouse listed as an endangered species. Critics, like the Wild Utah Project's Allison Jones, don't think that's adequate. She says the sage-grouse management area boundaries have been drawn to sacrifice some birds that are living in the Uinta Basin.
They've removed, 10% of Utah's sage-grouse populations as being important to the overall statewide goal.
Kathleen Clark, the governor's public lands advisor, thinks it's good enough to keep the sage-grouse off the endangered species list. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will have to sign off on the plan before it's implemented. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker calls his proposed 2013-2014 budget balanced and lean, but he says the city's fiscal belt can be tightened no more. He gave an overview of the rough budget at the city council meeting yesterday, and the proposal holds the line on property taxes, but the mayor says he can't promise the same next year.
Salt Lake City is on the rise, and our city is the biggest economic driver in this state. To continue to support all that it provides, the city will need additional revenue sources going forward.
Becker says in spite of some recovery, the economic downturn has left Salt Lake City with fewer dollars to spend on basic services and higher expenses. The mayor's full budget proposal will be released in 2 weeks, and that's also when the city council begins its budget deliberations.
Governor Gary Herbert considered but abandoned a plan to shift government workers from a state-sponsored health plan and into Utah's existing health insurance marketplace for small businesses. The proposal is similar to one lawmakers in Washington State are debating to reduce the state's health care costs. The Provo City Council voted unanimously Tuesday night to approve the sale of the city's iProvo fiber optic network to Google. It will pay $1 to take over a system that costs $39 million to build. It could also cost the city about $1.7 million to get the system ready for the handover. Provo residents will get basic internet service at no charge if they pay a $30 hookup fee, and they can get a much faster gigabit connection for a yet-to-be-determined monthly fee. Kennecott Utah Copper is planning to announce a time frame for digging out Bingham Canyon Mine from a major landslide and getting it back in full production. 165 million tons of rock and dirt slid down a wall of the pit April 10th. The company says copper production could be cut in half this year. And finally, Utah drivers will encounter a number of summer roadwork projects, including a project to replace a drainage pipe along I-80 in Parley's Canyon. There will also be construction crews on I-15 along the South Payson Interchange to Spanish Fork River. Closed ramps and lanes will block parts of I-15 to North Temple in Salt Lake City for about 2 months at night and during non-commuter hours. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, April 25th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.